صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. After the death of Abu Lahab, some of his family members dreamed him in trouble. They asked, how was he treated after death? He replied, I did not receive any goodness after leaving you. Then indicating towards the hole at the underside of his thumb, he said, accept this, as I am fed with water from this because I freed my slave girl Suwayba. Shaykh Allama Badruddin Aini rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, that indication means that he is given some water. Commenting on the foregoing narration, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated, in this incident, there is credible evidence for those who celebrate the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and spend their wealth on this occasion. Abu Lahab, who was a staunch unbeliever, was benefited due to rejoicing and freeing his slave girl Suwayba upon hearing the news of the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now imagine how great the reward will be for the Muslim spending his wealth wholeheartedly on this occasion. However, it is necessary to avoid songs and music in Milad gatherings. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, mark the blessed birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam enthusiastically. Even a staunch unbeliever like Abu Lahab benefited due to expressing happiness over the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Then why not we, the Muslims, will be blessed? Abu Lahab rejoiced over the birth of a nephew, not that of the Prophet of Allah. Still, he was benefited. If we celebrate Milad out of love and admiration, how can we be deprived of reward? Ghar Amina ke Sayyide Abrar Agaya, Khushya Manao Gamzado, Gamkhar Agaya, Sallu Alal Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam.